At 1:18 p.m. Central Daylight Time, this is what totality sounded like at the airport in Perryville, Missouri. Crowds were everywhere.
We had a gentleman from France.
That's Jennifer Randolph Bollinger. She's the Natural Resources Coordinator at Giant City State Park. How many people were at Giant City?
13,000 people. We had a lot of people from Canada. We had somebody from South Africa here. England. I mean, all over the world.
About an hour after totality, I was mingling with the masses around Saluki Stadium, and I met a gentleman who literally came from halfway around the planet.
My name is Yoav Lanzman. I'm from Israel. Me and my wife saw the total eclipse in Turkey 11 years ago. And after we see one, you just have to see another.
And as you might expect, the entire scientific community was focused on Carbondale because it's only during a total solar eclipse you can see and study that unique part of the sun known as the solar corona.
The solar corona has actually 10 billion times fewer particles than the Earth's atmosphere does.
That's Dr. Matt Penn, astronomer at the National Solar Observatory in Tucson, Arizona.
The solar corona and actually much of the sun is what we call a plasma. So it's something like a gas, but it's different because the electrons are stripped off of the atoms. They're not connected to the atoms in a normal way, you know, in a normal gas like the Earth's atmosphere. But in the plasma, these particles, the solar plasma, can be accelerated by the solar wind to extremely high velocities. We're talking about, you know, speeds of 400 to over 1,000 kilometers per second. So 1,000 miles per second, if you like, roughly for the fastest particles. The stream of particles coming off of the sun is called the solar wind, and it really has an impact in two different ways for life here on Earth. First of all, these particles, because they're accelerated to such high velocities, carry a lot of energy, and so they can do a lot of damage to spacecraft. If you imagine that you're bombarding an electronics board with high-energy electrons or protons traveling at 1,000 miles a second, you can do a lot of damage to electrical circuits. And so when storms are unleashed from the sun of high energetic particles, they can do a lot of electronic damage in spacecraft.
In addition to the tremendous scientific value, the eclipse was important in another way. Here is Dr. Scott Ishman, professor and interim dean of the College of Science at SIU Carbondale.
Yes, even though it's a natural event that is very scientific in nature, but it crosses the boundaries of art and history.
World-renowned astronomer Dr. David Levy agrees, and in this interview, which was recorded before the eclipse, he says it's all about the emotion and just being in the moment.
A camera, no matter how good it is, will not really capture the moment of a total eclipse of the sun. You need to do that with your eyes and your heart.
And that's pretty much what Steve Garrippy felt when he saw the eclipse. Steve is the Environmental Education Program Coordinator at Touch of Nature.
As we stood on Camp 2 Beach and the shadow or the moon completely covered the sun, I unexpectedly broke. It just broke me to think how insignificant I really am and just how big everything is in comparison to what we see just here on the planet.
For scientist Michelle Nichols of Adler Planetarium, August 21st, 2017 was not her first eclipse. And here are her thoughts on seeing the 1999 eclipse, and they show just how overwhelming it can be.
All the other things that you're supposed to do, like look for bright stars in the sky. Did the wind die down? Did it pick up? Did it get cooler? I truly don't remember. And because I was so focused on looking at the eclipse.
And in case you missed the eclipse, Carbondale will be treated again in 2024. Here's Macanda Eclipse Committee member Jeremy Schumacher.
The last time Macanda itself had a total solar eclipse was in the year 1442, so that would be 9 years before Christopher Columbus was born.
And even though the eclipse has passed, there is more work to be done to get ready for the next one. Here's Bob Baer. He's the co-chair of the Southern Illinois Eclipse Steering Committee.
With the kind of feedback we get from people, you know, did you enjoy a stadium show? Would you rather have seen this somewhere else? We're doing some follow-up to see a little bit of what they learned from this. So did you improve your science literacy by going to an event like this?
If you didn't, Mike Kentrinakis with the American Astronomical Society reminds us how lucky we are.
I said that Carbondale has won a triple jackpot. It not only has an eclipse, it also has the longest duration of this eclipse across anywhere in its path, and you get another eclipse in 7 years.
The countdown has begun, and Bob Baer can't hide his excitement.
Yeah, we jokingly say once in a lifetime, oops, twice for Carbondale.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.